out with the old, in with the old. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. There are a lot of ads out there encouraging you to replace your old, drafty windows with new, energy-efficient windows. But you might be able to refurbish your old windows, save some money, and save energy. Lester Graham talked with Greenovation.tv's Matt Grokoff. Grokoff is working to make his house the oldest net-zero energy home in America.
The old windows in Matt's home are drafty.
They're really leaky. I mean, it's a 110-year-old house.
Just how bad is it? Well, Nick Hemholt is a home energy auditor with Clean Energy Coalition, and he set up a blower door test.
We get a number of how much draft the whole house has. The number we got for Matt's house was 4,400 cubic feet per minute.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is that?
9.5.
That's bad.
Too much is going out the window.
So, time to replace those windows, right? Well, Matt Grokoff decided rather than throw his old windows away, he'd recycle them. That means learning all about sashes and jams and weights and pulleys. All sounds kind of complicated.
You know, at first I thought this was going to be really complicated as well. And then Lori Sipes explained to me that this is something that is just so elegantly designed and really simple that once you understand how to do it, it's a long but doable do-it-yourself project.
Lori Sipes, she's an architect, and she runs a business called the Wood Window Repair Company. Now, this is where Matt starts thinking if he could get Lori to hold a class, and the class used Matt's windows in the lesson, well...
So it does the same thing. It just slides right out.
So for a weekend, Matt's living room became a classroom, and Matt's windows, the project. Doug Bernadine was one of the students. His house has already won an award from his Historic District Commission, but he's got window problems.
And I've lived in older homes for most of my life and have never had top sashes that come down. So it's a goal of mine to make that happen.
So for the weekend, students like Doug helped make it happen at Matt's house. Lori Sipes says refurbishing one of these old windows is really not that complicated.
So we take the sash out, we strip all the paint off, we strip the glazing compound, we repair any wood that's damaged, and then we repaint the window so it's nice and clean and looks gorgeous.
Before it's reinstalled, bronze weather stripping is put in the jamb and a silicone tube seal in the sash. It seals it up pretty tight. Sipes says this is not just a matter of aesthetics. This is about fixing up perfectly good windows that shouldn't be wasted.
How much energy does it take to make all those replacement windows? How much energy does it take to transport them all over the country? Even the best ones only last 25 to 30 years. In this house, which is over 100 years old, somebody would have to done that four times.
Sipes says if you had this window refurbishing done for you, it'd cost about $400 a window. But if you do it yourself, or maybe get some help from, say, some students, Matt Grokoff says it's pretty cheap.
Once you understand how to do it, it's a matter of time and labor. To do the entire house, the materials cost is only $300. So all of the cost is really in your time in doing it.
I stopped by after the weekend class. Not all the windows were done, but Matt showed me a sash that had been stuck for decades.
After 30 years of never opening, now it opens with one finger. Can't get any cooler than that.
But when Matt is finished with all his windows, they're still single-paned. That's why Matt's getting new energy-efficient storm windows. But that's a story for another day. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.
You can see a photo gallery of Matt's window project at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.